Fresh on me, I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. And now I'm a little tired of the devil's games, keeping me in bondage through my sorrows and pains. I deserve better, I won't go another day. I'm here to claim deliverance in Jesus' name. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. And now I have royal blood flowing through my veins. I'm a child of the King. I've been washed, I've been changed. There is no devil that can come against me. I've been blessed, bought, and I've been set free. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh, I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Now I'm a little tired of the devil's games, keeping me in bondage through my sorrows and pains. I deserve better, I won't go another day. I'm here to claim deliverance in Jesus' name. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh, well, I have been loose, I've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee. For the joy of the Holy Ghost, it's all over me. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee. For the joy of the Holy Ghost, it's all over me. Oh, I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Now I have royal blood flowing through my veins. I'm a child of the King. I've been washed, I've been changed. There is no devil that can come against me. I've been blessed, bought, and I've been set free. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh, I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh, well, I've been loose, I've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee. For the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Oh, well, I've been loose, I've been set free. So pardon me a moment while I have a jubilee. For the joy of the Holy Ghost is all over me. Joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me.
Oh, would you lift your hands and worship the Lord? Thank Him. Thank Him tonight. Praise Him tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Worthy, Lord, you're worthy tonight. You're worthy. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. May the Lord richly bless you here tonight. We certainly are looking for the Lord to come by in the altar tonight. Praise God. So we pray that the preaching is not the end, but it is simply a means to an end. And the Holy Ghost meeting us around this altar tonight. That is the most important thing in our life, is to have the presence of God working, touching, and helping, moving. We preached the other night where Job said, "Thy visitation hath preserved my spirit." Praise God. And in the midst of everything that you and I are facing tonight, the visitation of God will keep us. Praise God. So let's press every day, and especially right here tonight, to have a visitation of the Holy Ghost. Turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 1 tonight, and then 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. Genesis chapter 1, and then we'll turn to 2 Chronicles 20. I know you were just seated, but if you would like to stand again as we read tonight, and then we're going to pray over the preaching and pray about the altar again, that the Lord would come down and meet us here tonight. Amen. Genesis chapter number 1. Praise God. And let me see. This Genesis 2 is where I want to read from tonight. I'm sorry. Praise God. Chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 tonight. Back in our text where we were last night, verse number 21, and then I'd like to add verse 22 tonight. Verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Amen. Last night we preached on the beauty of holiness. Tonight I'd like to preach on the joy of holiness. Amen. The joy of holiness. Would you help me pray tonight? Heavenly Father, we're here again for your people in need of the presence of the Lord to fill this tabernacle. We thank you for all you have done this week. We ask you to crown this meeting tonight with the glory of God. Let your Shekinah glory fill this house tonight, the visible manifestation of the Holy Ghost to come down. Meet us in the preaching and around the altar tonight, Lord. Let not one person leave tonight without being touched and helped and moved and changed by your Spirit tonight. Work among us, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, will we ask you for a demonstration of the Holy Ghost. You would confirm your word tonight with signs following. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let everyone say amen. Amen. Praise God. We find again in the book of Genesis where we see God in his creation. Last night we talked about God setting the standard of beauty whenever he created Adam and Eve in his image and in his likeness. And then we see also that as God created man, not only did he create him in the beauty and the likeness of God, but you see that in the original creation, it was God's will that man would live. Amen? The Bible said that God breathed into Adam, man, and he became a living soul. Praise God. God wants his people to live. Amen. He wants them to have life. Praise God. We see that the Lord planted a garden eastward there in Eden. He prepared a special place for mankind, a place of beauty and a place of splendor, a place of pleasantness. And there was in that garden every tree that was pleasant to the sight, every tree that was good for food. Amen. Amen. God, when he created man, wanted him to live. And he wanted him to live in joy and happiness. Praise God. He created a beautiful paradise. And there he put the man in that paradise that he had created. Gave him commandments and set him up that he would have such happiness and joy. Amen. And that was God's original plan and God's original intent. And last night as we saw, when sin entered and destroyed man's beauty, sin also destroyed man's joy. Whereas God would come there in the cool of the evening and fellowship with man. Amen. God, when sin entered the picture, That fellowship with God was broken. Man was cast out of God's paradise, out of the Garden of Eden, that place of pleasantness, and that place of happiness that God had prepared. And there was a cherubim with a flaming sword put there to keep his way to the tree of life. Amen. And then we find that Adam and Eve are separated from God. Amen. And in the day, God said, you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die. And they did die that day. They died spiritually, for they were separated from God. And that is what death is. They began to die physically, but they died spiritually as their sin separated them from God. They hid themselves from the presence of God. They're afraid to come into God's presence as they did before. Amen. So sin took away their joy. Sin took away their happiness. Sin took away their ability to live. Amen. Sin brought death unto them that day. Amen. Ever since the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, man has been trying to restore the beauty that he once had with God, and also to restore the life that he had with God, the joy, the happiness that God had intended in the original creation. Man has failed in that so miserably. Amen. There are so many people today that are existing, but they are not living. Amen. And I said they're existing, but their life is miserable. Amen. Because they're leaving out the most important element, and that is God. Amen. And without God, we can't have life. We can't have happiness. We cannot have joy. Praise God. Last night I preached to us that holiness is the process that God has given unto us to restore God's beauty in our life. Holiness is also the way that joy comes back to a person's life. Amen. Whenever we're saved and washed in the blood of Jesus, our life is sanctified and set apart unto God, and we began to perfect holiness in the fear of God. It is that alone that begins to bring joy back into our life. Amen. If you're searching for life tonight, if you're searching for happiness tonight, you cannot find it any other place except in living for God. Amen. And living a life of holiness. Amen. Amen. Isaiah prophesied more about Jesus coming than any other of the Old Testament prophets. In his writing, he gives us a clear picture of the ministry of Jesus, that when he was to come to this world, what kind of ministry that Christ was going to have. I want to read a few of those prophecies here tonight. Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Amen. Therefore, with joy, praise God, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I wonder if anybody is happy tonight to be saved. Amen. They got any happy people here tonight? Amen. That you're happy that you're in the kingdom of God. Isaiah said that when Christ comes, amen, people are going to get saved, and it's going to bring joy into their life. In Isaiah chapter number 51, verse number 3, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all the waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden. Amen. Her desert like the garden of the Lord. He's going to bring us back. He's going to bring us back to the happiness. He's going to bring us back to the joy of Eden. Amen. In the garden of the Lord. The next part said, joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Praise God. Amen. I'm sorry, but when you get saved, he fills you with joy. He fills you with happiness. He fills you with gladness. Can you say amen? Isaiah chapter number 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. come buy wine and milk without money and without price. The joy that the Lord gives you cannot be bought with money. It cannot be bought with possessions, nor can possessions give it unto you. Praise God. Amen. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Your labor for that which satisfies not. Amen. Is anybody here tonight? You're trying to find happiness. Amen. By getting a better job. You're trying to find joy. Amen. By getting more money, bigger house, nicer things. Amen. You're spending your money for something that can never satisfy. But he said, amen, hearken diligently unto me. Eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Praise God. There's that fatness again. I like that. Thank God. Amen. Incline your ear and come unto me, and your soul shall live. Praise God. Verse 12, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in the singing. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands. When you really get old time religion and you get holiness in your life, amen, it'll sing like the trees. Amen, the birds will sing better. The trees are clapping their hands. These mountains will be glorifying God because God will put such joy and such happiness in your life. Can you say amen? 56 and verse 7, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Praise God. Sometimes we come to church. I was scanning this congregation tonight while we were singing the songs of Zion. Amen. Amen here. Amen. The Bible said when you get saved, he'll make you joyful in the house of prayer. Amen. You're in the house of God tonight. And if you're really saved, thank God you ought to be full of the joy of the Lord. Amen. If you're holiness, you ought to be full of the joy of the Lord. I looked across this congregation tonight, and it looked like some of you have been sucking on lemons. Amen. You didn't look very happy. You didn't look very joyful when we were worshiping God. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell Sister Sly, I tell my mother-in-law, I said, you're the meanest mother-in-law that I have. Praise God. And she really is, but she's also the best. But some of you look like your mother-in-law moved in on you when we was worshiping church here a while ago. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, when God saved me, he put some joy in my soul. He gave me a song in my heart. Amen. Holiness is not a negative thing. Holiness will bring joy to your life. Amen. Isaiah 61. Amen. This is quoted by our Lord. Amen. In Luke chapter number 4, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison of them that are bound. The Lord wants to do every bit of that right here tonight, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of God, and to comfort all that mourn, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning. Amen. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You say, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. That has nothing to do with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Our circumstances has nothing to do with the joy that God gives his people. Amen. This is something that comes down from heaven. This is something that comes from the presence of the Lord. Amen. And money has nothing to do with it. Things have nothing to do with it. Possessions have nothing to do with it. But it comes from God. Can you say amen? Yeah, praise God. Amen. He's going to give us the oil of joy. Thank God for our mourning. Isaiah chapter number 35. Isaiah saw a vision of the children of God on their journey home. Amen. And an highway shall be there, and the way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Praise God. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring of men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed. Anybody redeemed here tonight? Anybody saved here tonight? The redeemed shall walk there. And when he saw them, notice that what he saw them doing. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The way of holiness is a way of joy. The way of holiness is a way of singing. The way of holiness is a way of gladness. Praise God. Thank God. If you're not happy right now, I pray by the time we get to the altar, you'll be happy. Praise God. And if you're not happy by then, when we get through with the altar, you'll be happy tonight. Praise God. For the joy of the Lord, amen, would fill this place and touch the people of God. Amen. Father, peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Holiness enables us to see the Lord. It enables us to come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. And the scripture says that in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Holiness allows me to come into the presence of God. And when I get there, he fills me with joy. Amen. Holiness is not negative. I said holiness is not negative. But holiness will fill your life with joy. It'll fill your life with gladness. Can you say amen? I want to preach a little bit here tonight. Amen. On three different areas of our life that because of holiness, we have joy. First of all, we have joy tonight because of holiness. We have joy in our walk tonight. Amen. I said we have joy in our walk. Psalm chapter 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, and notice this, and established my goings. Amen. He established the way that I would walk in this life. Thank God. I tell you, when God saves you, it don't matter who you are. Amen. If you really get saved, he's going to lead you into holiness. Amen. If you really get saved, he will establish your walk with God. Can you say amen? He'll tell you where to go. He'll tell you how to live. He'll tell you what to wear. He'll tell you how to talk. He'll tell you how to be a worker and a husband, and on he will establish your walk. Can you say amen? But the next part says, he established my goings, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. And blessed is a man that maketh the Lord his trust. That word blessed means happy. Praise God. When God brings you up and he brings you into holiness, he fills your heart with joy. He fills your heart with a new song. He makes you a happy individual. Amen. God gives us joy in our walk with the Lord. Psalm 19 and verse 7 and 8. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And the statutes, that is the commandments and the precepts of the Lord are right. Praise God. How many of you believe the Bible's right tonight? Amen. No song says the Bible's right and somebody's wrong. Amen. The statutes of the Lord are right. And the next part says, rejoicing the heart. Praise God. Amen. The commandments of God, the statutes of the Lord will put joy in your heart. Amen. There's some people that are so caught up, amen, with not even hearing what the Bible has to say, not even trying to understand what the Word of God wants them to do. They are so negative toward holiness that they do not give the Word of God an opportunity to work in their heart or to work in their life. That's why I'm trying to preach to you tonight. If you live what the Bible says, amen, God will give you what you're looking for. You're searching for happiness. You're searching for joy in everything in this life, but you'll never find it until you turn to holiness. Praise God. Psalm chapter number 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, and serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Have you ever seen anybody that it looked like that it was just the worst thing in their life to serve the Lord? Amen. It was the hardest thing. The devil's been on me all day long. You know, when we had testimony service down in L.A., Lower Alabama, praise God. Amen. Sometimes I had to clarify that. And I say, look, we're not giving the devil any credit tonight. Amen. I said, this is a testimony service. Amen. We're going to tell what God has done. And we're going to give praise unto Him. But when some folks stand to testify, amen, the devil's been on me all day. It's been bad, preacher. Amen. We've had this trouble. We've had that trouble. Amen. Everything's going wrong. Everything is bad. And by the time they get through, the whole church is in depression. Come on here now. Ah, thank God. I like somebody who serves the Lord with gladness. Amen. I like somebody who can testify and say, God's been good to me. God has helped me today. God has touched me today. And I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. I'm thankful to be serving God. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Smile at me tonight. Amen. Brother King said, show me your teeth for where they used to be. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Maybe it won't break your face. It's been so long since you smiled in the house of God. Oh, God. Amen. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Praise God. It is not grievous to me to live a holiness life, because I understand that God gives me joy. I understand that God's commandments are for my good. I understand that God is using them to protect me from sin. God is using them to bless my life. And if you can ever get it in your heart, you'll be able to serve God with joy and serve God with gladness. Amen. Praise God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Now, if you come to church tonight because you had to, amen, because somebody, your wife kept on after you until you said, all right, I'll go to that camp meeting, leave me alone, amen. Praise God. If you're here tonight because your mom and daddy made you and you really would rather be somewhere else, amen, if you get holiness in your heart, I said, if you get holiness in your heart, you will be able to serve the Lord with gladness, amen. For the kingdom of God, amen, is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, and it is peace, and it is joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The kingdom of God, when you really live for God, He'll give you joy. Amen. God spoke to Israel and He said, these are the commandments, the statutes, the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess, that thou mightest fear the Lord to keep all His statutes, His commandments, which I command thee, thy son's sons, all the days of thy life. Amen. Thou shalt not do this. Amen. Thou shalt not do that. You can't go here. You can't do that. You can't wear. And every time we go to church, it's negative, negative, negative. Amen. All legalism. That's what some people think. Amen. The statutes of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, always preaching, don't do this and don't do that. But God said here, God said, if you'll do this, thy days may be prolonged. Amen. Hear, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily. Praise God. Amen, brother. I want to tell you something. These commandments were given to us for our good always. Can you say amen? Thank God. God knows what sin will do in our life. God knows what it cost us in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, when we disobeyed the Lord, and Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. It brought death. It brought heartache. It brought sorrow. Amen. If you live right, God will give you joy. But if you don't live right, it'll still bring death. It'll still bring heartache. It'll still bring sorrow. Amen. You get the Spirit of God in your life, the fruit of the Spirit, things that He's going to bear in you. Amen. Love, praise God, and joy. Amen. Love, number two, is joy. Praise God. Amen. Everything we do in our walk with God, it's going to bring joy into our life. Praise God. Amen. If you really get saved and turn to holiness living, amen, God will give you joy in your walk with Him. Amen. Secondly, because of holiness, we have joy in our witness. Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 2, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. Amen. God has still called us out from the world of sin. God has still called us out to separate ourselves. Amen. To be a peculiar people and treasure unto Himself. To be a royal priesthood and to be a holy nation. Can you say amen? Why is it that God has called us out? That ye should show forth the praises of Him that had called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. God called us out, amen, to live separate so we could testify of how good it is to be saved, of how much joy that God gives us in living for God. Can you say amen? To show forth, it means to tell out, to declare abroad. Praise God. Amen. Do you wonder why nobody wants to go to your church and you never exhibit any joy of God? Amen. Praise God. You're never happy in your walk with God at work or at the grocery store. And you wonder, I'm going to tell you, holiness churches are not dying and drying up because we're preaching holiness. Amen. That's not the reason. Amen. I said, that's not the reason. Thank God when we get a move of God back among the holiness people and we get full of the joy of the Lord and people begin to see us serving God with gladness and they see the fruit of the Spirit in us. Amen. They see the joy of going to church. They see the joy of living holiness. Thank God it might make them want what you've got. Amen. Acts chapter number 2 in the early church. The Bible said all that believed were together and had all things common. Sold their possessions and goods. Parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. Amen. Now, brother, I know we get upset because we have revival and camp meetings too much. Amen. Praise God. I saw a church sign that said, one day revival. Amen. One day revival. Praise God. Amen. That's the kind of revival some of you like. Amen. Praise God. Sunday morning Christians. Amen. Amen. Sunday morning Christians. If we see you on Sunday night, something's up. Praise God. Amen. Midweek service, we know something's real. Real. You're going through something really bad. Amen. If you make it to a midweek service. Oh my. Amen. But listen. Amen. Listen to me here tonight. Amen. They had went to church every day. Amen. They sold their possessions. Always taking up offerings in church. Amen. I said always asking for more money. Amen. Brother Ricky Gene's always got a story to tell. Amen. Trying to pull more money out of us. Amen. Offerings, money, offerings, money. Come on here now. Brother, in the early church, they had so much joy. Everything they didn't need, they sold it. They brought it down, laid it at the apostles' feet and said, hey, there's poor people that need it. There's widows that need it. I really ain't got to have that four-wheeler. I really ain't got to have 10 guns. I really ain't got to have, amen, all that extra property. Amen. Let's use it for the work of God. Brother, they had joy. I said they had joy in serving the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And listen, they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness. Amen. Gladness and singleness of heart, praising God. Notice what happened. Having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Amen. God. Amen. People got to noticing those church folk. Amen. How much they went to church and how much they loved it. Brother B.P. Carroll told her. I heard him preach. He told her when he was in revival. He was in a small church, no side aisles, just a center aisle. One door on the side, one out the rear of the church. And one of the sisters said, Brother Carroll, I feel like we need to have an old-fashioned Jericho march. Amen. How many of y'all know what that is in these mountains? Amen. Few of you do. Amen. And the pastor said, well, sister, I said, we don't have a side aisle of where we're going to march. And she said, well, let's go out that side door and let's march around the building and come back in the front. So here they went, Brother Brent, having a Jericho march. Amen. When's the last time you had a Jericho march at your church? Amen. When's the last time the doors was busted open and you had so much joy it went out into the parking lot? Amen. And people, amen, started passing through. That's the way it did us when we was in the storefront right on the side of the highway. Amen. We had just a 20 by 30 room, and sometimes we got so much joy we'd go out in the parking lot and people pulled through watching as they shouted from one end to the other of the parking lot. When you get full of joy, you can't sit in your seat like some of you doing tonight. I say, when you get full of joy, it makes you want to worship God. Amen. And so, Brother Russell, they started Jericho March. After a while, an old drunk man staggered in, sat on the back row. They kept on having church for long. He moved his way up to the altar and got saved. The Lord sobered him up and saved him. And they said, sir, you want to testify? We're glad you came in to church tonight. He said, I was sitting on the curb on the other side of the road drinking. And I got to watching all those people go into that one little bitty building. And I said, what in the world? How so many people getting in that little church? Where are they all going? I got to find out what's going on. Come on here now. I got to find out what's going on. Oh, thank God. Well, preacher, it's just a day and hour in which we live. We can't get anybody saved. Ain't nobody interested in going to church. Maybe if they'd see something in you, maybe if they'd see some joy in your life, maybe if they'd see a smile on your face and you'd give them something to come for. Let the joy of heaven fill your heart and fill your life, and people will get saved. Amen. Paul and Silas is at midnight in the prison. Their body is beaten, amen, bleeding. They're in the stocks. They don't know if they're going to live or die. But in the middle of the night, amen, they had so much joy. Oh, I like what Brother Russell said, amen, about worship. Amen, somebody said, amen, as he said, amen, I'll worship when I feel like it. What has that got to do with worship, amen? We worship him because he's worthy, not because we feel something. We worship him because he deserves to be worshiped. Amen. And his house is a house of prayer. And worship is the highest form of prayer. And when we come to church, if we don't do anything else, we should worship the Lord. Can you say amen? But here they are not at church, but they are in prison. And they have been beaten. But there's something on the inside. Amen. That the world can't take away from them. There's something on the inside of them that their circumstances can't take away from them. And in the middle of the night, they start praying. And they start singing praises unto God. The joy of the Lord is bubbling up inside of their heart. Amen. And when God sends the earthquake, and when God sets them free, if you notice, amen, when the jailer, he leaped in and he began to try to take his own life because all of those prisoners would escape. That's what would normally happen. Amen. But no, not one prisoner left. And Paul said, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Amen. Wonder what made them stay. Praise God. amen, the earthquake shaking the walls and the chains are loose would have probably scared them a whole lot more, and they'd have fled for their life, amen, and for their freedom, amen. But I feel like they heard something in the song that those boys were singing. There was a joy that those prisoners had, amen. That may, hey, I don't know what those two guys has got, but I've never heard anything like that. I've never seen anything like that. I've never felt anything like that. It made them want what they had. It made the jailer want what they had. And he fell down on his knees and he said, Lord, would you save me and save all of my household? And that joy will lead people to God. Amen. I don't know if he's here tonight. His name was Andrew. He came night before last and never been in a holiness church in his life. Came down here when I was praying with somebody. And he said, would you pray for me? And I said, yes. And I started praying. And then I started talking to him. I said, you need just pray and call out to God. He said, I don't know how to pray. I've never prayed in my life. Amen. He told me after. He said, I've never felt anything like this. I've never heard anything like that. Amen. But I want it. With tears are flowing down his face. Amen. I said, tears are flowing down his face. He felt something he never felt. Heard something he never heard. And it made him want it. And I want to tell you something. All of us as individual churches, our churches can grow. Our churches can thrive. Our churches can live. It will get full of the joy of the Lord. It will enhance our witness. It'll make people want what we got. And it'll bring people to the Lord. Can you say amen? Oh, thank God. The Bible tells us over here, amen, in 1 Peter chapter number 1. Thank God, wherein you greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Peter said, you're going through it. A great trial of heaviness is on your life. Amen. Whom, amen, Jesus is coming, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom now, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. You're going through the hardest time of your life. Amen. But you still got joy. Amen. I said you still got joy. Thank be to God. Amen. There's something the world didn't give me and the world can't take it away. I said the world didn't give me this joy and the world can't take it from me. Amen. Cancer might come, but it can't take my joy. Amen. Death might come, but it can't take my joy. I might lose my family, but I'll never lose my joy. Amen. God gave it to me, and the devil can't take it away. Amen. We can have joy. We can have joy in our witness to the world. Praise God. Acts 20, Paul said, now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Say that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, bonds and afflictions abide me. Amen. God, every time I talk to the Lord, every prophecy I get, Brother MacDonald says, every yea, yea, shikamoshai. Praise God. Amen. Woo. Every prophecy, yea, yea, thus saith the Lord. It's always good. Always God's going to bless you. Always God's going to help you. And Paul said, that ain't what I'm getting. Amen. Every time the Lord talks to me, bonds and afflictions. Bonds and affliction. Go to jail. Be bound up. Be whipped. Amen. Thank God. Be put in prison. Some of you think you got it bad. Amen. Paul said, amen, the Holy Ghost is telling me this. In every city, bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. Amen. Isn't it amazing? At least a little bit of trouble comes. I'm quitting church. I'm not going back to church. Amen. The preacher's got to call you every Saturday night to make sure you get to church on Sunday morning. Come on here now. Amen. Some of you old enough to grow a beard, but he still has to put a bottle in your mouth, has to part the whiskers to get you, amen, to come to the house of God. My Lord, grow up a little bit and get some joy in your heart and love the Lord and show up for church. Amen. Bonds and afflictions are by me, but none of these things move me. Praise God. And I count not my life dear to myself, that I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I'm going to keep on preaching joy until the day I die. Amen, brother. Amen. He was beaten with rods. He was whipped. Amen. With 39 stripes. He spent a night and a day in a deep several times. He was in perils of robbers. He was in weariness and painfulness. Amen. He was, amen, in all types of trouble, the care of the church upon him. But none of these things moved him. Every time he preached, I love Brother Randy Webb, don't you? Every time he gets up to preach, brother, he just inspires me. Amen. He's so full of joy. So full of happiness. Amen. You'd think Randy Webb was not going through anything. You would think that his home life, amen, was perfect. You would think he had no burdens and no care. I tell you what he's got something on the inside that the world can't take away. And when Paul got up to preach, it wasn't a sad story. It wasn't a teary story. But he preached with joy. I said he preached with joy, even though he had trouble and people got saved. Amen. Let us preach the holiness message with joy. Amen. Let us proclaim to the world, amen, that living for God is the greatest thing that could ever happen to a person's life. Can you say amen? Can I get a witness tonight? Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. If you got holiness, you're going to have joy in your walk. You're going to have joy in your witness. And if your holiness, you're going to have joy in your worship. Praise God. Amen. Holiness people are still a shouting people. Can you say amen? Psalm chapter number 5. But let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Amen. Those that live right. Those that are living holiness, with favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Amen. If you're living right tonight, I want to tell you, you've got a reason to shout. You've got a reason to rejoice. You've got a reason to worship God tonight and to give praise unto him. Can anybody say amen? Now, I'm going to tell you, I want to warn you here tonight. If you're really saved, and you've really got the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. Some of these things I'm going to read and preach about here tonight, you just need to be careful. It may make you stand up to your feet. Amen. It may make you take a lap around this building. Amen. When it gets to moving. Amen. Amen. The psalmist said, while I was musing, amen, my heart, amen, began to burn. Thank God. When I got to thinking of all that God has done, when I think of where he brought me from, how he lifted me up, it makes me want to shout. It makes me want to rejoice. It fills my heart with joy. Praise God. Amen. Psalm chapter number 32. Amen. 32. Amen. For this shall everyone that is godly, praise God, if you're godly, shall pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great water they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place, and thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Amen. Many sorrows shall come to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. Any holiness people here tonight? Amen. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. If you're here tonight and you're walking upright, I say you got a reason to shout. I say you got a reason to rejoice. I say you got a reason to lift up your hands and to lift up your voice and to shout praises unto God. Amen. All ye that are upright in heart, praise God. All ye, we do not, amen, live for God. The devil let us in on a secret in the book of Job. Amen, that makes us want to shout, praise God. The devil said, does Job rather serve God for naught? Amen. You think we live holiness for no reason? Amen. You think we give up the world for no reason? You think it's just a bunch of rules and regulations, amen, and God doesn't pour it out, amen, so abundantly upon us. God doesn't give us home a hundredfold more than what we've ever gave up for Him. You think you're living holiness for nothing? Oh no, amen. If you're upright in heart, you've got a reason to shout, amen. Psalm chapter number 132. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, and He hath desired it for His habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. Praise God. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Amen. I will also clothe her priests with salvation and her saints. Amen. Her saints. That's not talking about St. Paul or St. Benedict. Amen. That's not talking about Catholic saints. But if you're saved, that word saint means sanctified one. Praise God. Somebody who's living holiness. Amen. And if you're holiness tonight, you are a saint. Praise God. Whether your wife thinks so or not, amen. Praise God. Amen. Whether you think so, brother, or not, if she's saved and living holiness, she's a saint of God. Amen. How you doing, St. Paul? Praise God. Hey, how you doing, St. Brian? Praise God. Amen. Good to see you saints here tonight. Amen. This house tonight is full of the saints of God. Can you say amen? Amen. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Thank God. If you are a saint of God, amen, you've got a reason to shout aloud. You've got a reason to raise your voice. You've got a reason to lift up your voice unto the Lord. Amen. Hold on now. Hold on now. Psalm chapter number 98, sing unto the Lord a new song. For He hath done marvelous things. His right hand, His holy arm hath gotten Him the victory. The Lord hath made known His salvation, His righteousness. He hath openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered mercy, His truth toward the house of Israel, to all the ends of the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Amen. Now some of you, I can tell you don't like it when it gets loud. Amen. You don't like it when they get carried away. Praise God. You don't like it when Brent Marquis gets that little toy horn up here. Praise God. And gets us tooting his own horn. Amen. You don't like it. Amen. When they get to, amen, emotionally involved. You're dignified. You think the house of God ought to be a little bit more respectful. And you ought not raise your voice. But that word there, make a joyful noise. It, that word noise means to mar. Amen. To split the ears and with sound. Amen. To split the ears with sound. To give a ringing cry, praise God. Amen. The saints of God will shout aloud. I said the saints of God will mar your ears. Amen. Sometimes or other, when you really get to praising God, amen, you may have to stick your fingers in your ear because somebody's got full of joy and somebody's worshiping God and somebody's shouting hallelujah and somebody's saying thank you, Jesus. The holiness people have got a reason to shout. I said the devil has tried to take our shout away. The devil has tried to take our joy away. And it's time for the holiness people to get their shout back. Amen. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles chapter 15. And the Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Oded. He went out to meet Asa. And he said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. Amen. And you know what happened? They lost their shout. They lost their joy because they lost holiness. No law, no preacher. Amen. No move of God. And they lost their joy. But when they in their trouble did turn to the Lord God and sought Him, He was found of them. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that Asa, in verse number 8, when Asa heard these words, the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage. He put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah. Amen. He renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch. He gathered Judah and Benjamin together. And this is what he said. Amen. They offered unto the Lord. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God with all their soul. Whosoever would not seek the Lord should be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. If you don't live right, it's going to be the death penalty. They swear unto the Lord with a loud voice. Notice what happened when they turned back to God. Notice what happened when they got holiness in their heart. Notice what happened, amen, with a loud voice and with shouting and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath. When you get holiness in your heart and you get it just right, it's going to fill you with joy. I said it'll fill you with gladness. Amen. The reason you're miserable is you don't believe it, and you don't live it, and you don't want it. If you'll quit fighting against it and let it work in your heart, you'll have joy. Amen. The most miserable place for anybody to be is riding the fence. You're miserable because you have not sold out in your heart to holiness. Amen. You're struggling with the world, and that's bringing misery to your life. But if you will give your heart wholly unto God, holiness will fill you with joy. Praise God. Last night in our text, I'm hurrying to a close. Don't sit on me. Amen. It took me too long to get you on your feet. Praise God. Don't sit down now. Amen. Praise God. In our text, Brother Eddie, I told you last night part of the beauty of holiness was that because Jehoshaphat was a godly king, and when they got in trouble, they called out on the name of the Lord. And the Lord raised up the Levite, and the Holy Ghost moved on him, and he said, the battle is not yours, but the battle is mine. Praise God. Amen. You didn't have to pick up a sword because they were living right, because they were living holiness. Amen. God fought their battles for them, but it didn't stop there. They had the promise from God. Amen. And God, amen, filled them with joy. Now listen to me. Amen. The enemy was just as strong and powerful as it had ever been. There was just as many as the children of Ammon and Mount Seir as it was when they was weeping and they was crying. But because they turned unto the Lord with all of their heart, amen, God gave them a promise. Amen. And they went out shouting the victory. They went out singing unto the Lord. Amen. They sent out singers. Who's going to lead the battle? Amen. The singers is going to lead the battle. We're going to worship God. We're going to worship our way through this thing. I said we're going to worship our way through this thing. And God's going to give us the victory. Amen. When you get joy from living holiness, you can shout before the battle is even over. Amen. You can shout before the victory is won. Thank God. You can shout before the healing takes place. You can shout before the miracle has been known. Before the bills are paid. Thank God. Before, amen, God puts it all back together in your home. Amen. You can still shout. Before, amen, God saves your lost loved one. You can still shout the praises of God. If you live in holiness, He'll put a joy inside your heart. And you can shout hallelujah. Children of Israel crossed over. That group of young men and young ladies made up their mind to serve God. Joshua circumcised them again, rolled away the reproach of Egypt. Praise God. They were a group of young people separated, dedicated unto God. And when they crossed over Jordan, amen, the walls of Jericho was high. The walls of Jericho was wide. Amen. But because they had sanctified themselves unto the Lord, and because the Lord was their God, and they were living holiness, they shouted before the walls ever fell. Amen. And as a matter of fact, the reason why the wall fell was because they shouted, praise God. You know what I believe? I believe there's some of you right here tonight facing some things in your life that if you would shout victory unto God. I like what Brother Russell said. He said, it's not faith that you're needing. You're needing to know who God your faith is in. Amen. You need to know the one you're serving. You need to know his promises. You need to know what he has said he would do. Praise God. Amen. Amen. They shouted, amen, before the wall ever came down. Joshua said, when I say to you, shout, I don't believe in all that cheerleading. Praise God. Amen. I don't believe that preacher said, come on now, raise your hand. I'll raise my hands if I want to, but you never do. Praise God. And the thing about it is, if you would raise your hands, I wouldn't have to say, raise your hands. Amen. If you would stand up and worship, the preacher wouldn't have to say, now let's everybody stand up and worship. If you would get in, the preacher wouldn't have to say, come on, somebody get in. And then the reason why we had to do that is because you're not doing it. Amen. You're not doing it. I tell you what we need. We need to be like it was Paul at Corinth. He said, now calm down, everybody. Every time you come to church, everybody's got a doctrine. Everybody's got a tongue. An interpretation. Everybody's got a testimony. Everybody wants to sing. Amen. We don't have that problem nowadays. Amen. Who can I get to sing? Amen. Amen. It takes 10 minutes to get somebody to volunteer. Who's got a testimony tonight? And you finally have to call somebody and they give the same old testimony they've been giving for 35 years. Amen. And it's never changed. Come on here. My God, give us a shouting people again. Give us a people that's got joy again and serving God that gets along with God and God fills you with something and you bring it with you to the house of God. Amen. Joshua said, now when I say shout, praise God. That's charismatic. No, that's Bible. Amen. That's Bible. Joshua said, when I say shout, praise God, I want you to shout. Amen. Praise God. And when you get to shouting about this thing, and when you get back to worshiping God about this thing, when you get back to believing that your God is able to do anything, and you're praising whether you're sick or not, you're praising whether you're down or not, I like what Moses said. Moses said, when you come to church, amen, you bring the bow, amen, of the willow tree. And when you come to church, you bring a bow of the palm tree with you. Amen. The palm tree is representing, amen, the good times. Amen. Everything is smooth, a tropical paradise. And when you come to church and you're feeling good, you wave that palm limb. Amen. Everything is good. But when you're down in the valley, amen, and things are looking bad, that's when you bring a willow limb with you. And you say, it might be bad, but I'm still going to worship God. I still got a glory to God. I still got a hallelujah. I still got a thank you, Jesus. I still got a shout. And I'm going to shout praises unto my God. Amen. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. It do you a little good just to shout hallelujah. Thank God. It'll do you some good to shout praise the Lord. Amen. My God in heaven. Amen. You're so stiff and you're so stout. Amen. You ain't shouting so long. You got cobwebs. Amen. Hanging all over you. Why don't you get loose in the Holy Ghost and shout the praises of God. Hallelujah. I'm through preaching. We need a move of the Holy Ghost. We need God to bring some walls down. Oh, if you're facing a Jericho tonight, shout the wall down. Get out of that pew and shout the wall down. Get out of that seat and shout the wall down. My aunt one time, she's in heaven now. We was having church. Wasn't a whole lot happening. But she took off screaming like a Comanche Indian running around the church. And she testified afterward. And she said, I want y'all to know that the Lord didn't tell me to run tonight. That's not why I run. She said, I run because the devil told me not to. Praise God. Amen. I run because the devil said, you better not run. Amen. I run because the devil said, don't they think you're crazy. Amen. The devil said, they'll think you're a fool. Amen. Thank God. Let's get past what people think tonight. Let's see some walls on this last night of camp meeting. Let's see some walls come tumbling down. Shout your way out of it. I said, shout your way out of it. Shout your way out of it. Worship God until the walls come down. Worship God until God gives you the victory. Lift your hands and love Him. Lift your hands and worship Him. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. When the Bible said shout, it wasn't talking about what we call shouting doing. Amen. A move of the Holy Ghost moving on you and dancing. Or it wasn't talking about that. It's talking about lifting up your voice. Shouting praises unto God. Amen. I'm trying to stop Brother Savage, but I was young. Pastored my first church about 21 years old. Amen. And in that little church, amen, they had a lot of people been there, you know, a long time, praise God. They say, I've been in the way a long time. They was telling the truth, amen. So I preached one night on Ezekiel's Valley of Dry Bones. And I was preaching that they got in the flesh before they got in the spirit. The flesh came on them bones before he prayed for the spirit to come. Amen. Well, I don't feel like worshiping. Amen. I don't feel like getting in. Amen. Brother, you might think it's charismatic, but I think it's worship. Praise God. If you will worship God in the flesh, amen. If you will worship God, I'm sorry, but you live in the flesh every day. You come to church in the flesh every day. When I start praying in the flesh. After a while, I get in the spirit. If I waited till I felt like praying, till I prayed, I'd never pray. Come on here. Sometimes it takes me an hour and a half before I feel anything when I'm praying. Hey, come on here now. Hey, man, you got to get in the flesh and worship God. And then the spirit will come. He inhabits the praise of his people Israel. Hey, man, when the praises goes up, the spirit will come down. And if you'll worship God, God will bring you out. If you'll worship God, God will bring you out. Amen. And I feel like somebody came to this meeting tonight and you need help from God. But I'm going to tell you flat up right now, if you don't get out of that chair, get out of that pew, and get up here where God can help you, you're going to go home the same way you came. And I said, you're going to go. You're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. I said, you're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you to shout. God's waiting on you to worship. God's waiting on you to lift your hands and to lift your voice. Amen. I'm done. I want to say one last thing. And everybody that's of a willing heart, everybody that's of a willing mind, everybody that's got a Jericho that needs some walls to fall, you pastors that's got some Jerichos in your churches, you pastors' wives that's got some problems you're dealing with, I got one word for you tonight. I said, I got one word for you tonight. Amen. And that is shout. Amen. I said shout and lift up your voice. Lift up your voice right now and shout. Come on, church. Amen. Lift up your voice right now and shout unto the Lord. Shout unto the Lord. Amen. Come on, raise your hands. Lift up your voice. Get out of that place where you're at. Get out of that place where you're at. And lift up your voice. And shout unto God. Shout unto God.